I'm Marco Werman. It's the world. These are dark days for the Jewish deli. Many of New York's originals are gone, and the Carnegie, where you can get a corned beef sandwich that you need to unhinge your jaw to eat, is shutting its doors on Saturday after 8 decades. But one of the oldest Jewish delis in Canada is still open for business. That would be Schwartz's in Montreal, and it has an unlikely savior, as we hear from Alina Simone.
It's a chilly Sunday morning in Montreal, and Boulevard Saint-Laurent is all but deserted. An unusual status for the strip of sidewalk outside Schwartz's.
I come by here and it's always a lineup. No, I tell you.
This native Montrealer, who prefers not to give his name, is chatting up Jean McGee, a first-timer from Florida.
I love to eat, and I love to eat local. And I was told by a friend from Montreal that Schwartz is the way to go. You have to go. So I came here to eat like an American. Eat Canadian like an American.
But he can't eat yet. As this local just informed him, Schwartz's doesn't start serving its famous hot meat sandwiches for another hour. While he's waiting, Gene learns something else about Schwartz's.
And as you probably know, one of the owners here is Dion Sion, that is born in Montreal. Now she's a big star in Las Vegas.
Otherwise known as Celine Dion. So how did this French-Canadian Catholic diva become the custodian of Montreal's premier Jewish culinary institution? That's the question I've come to ask Frank Silva, Schwartz's general manager, who was brought into the business by his father back in 1982.
Actually, this third generation, my sons work here also now, so.
Schwartz's was founded in 1928 by Reuben Schwartz, a Jewish Romanian immigrant, who started off as a delivery guy for other local delis, until one day he realized
what he was delivering was inferior to what he knew from back home. So he figured he could do something better.
Unfortunately, the Great Depression was just getting underway. Schwartz had to do whatever he could to stay in business, which meant making his Jewish deli a lot less Jewish.
Times were very hard, no money, and then he started saying, you know, forget about being kosher, I'm trying to make some money, and we're no longer kosher, but we still have no dairy products, and we keep it the kosher style.
Schwartz was the first and last owner to work behind the counter at the deli. After his death, ownership passed to a partner, and then to another and another, until 4 years ago when late restaurateur Paul Nackis heard Schwartz's was for sale.
And Celine Dion came into the picture because of being friends with him, and Mr. Nackis thought that was ideal, bringing Celine Dion to an institution in Montreal. And she's, I think, part of Montreal, part of Quebec and Canada, so only made sense.
Another reason it made sense? Back in the early 90s, Celine Dion was one of the original founders of Quebec's largest smoked meat outfit, the Nichols Diner chain. Maybe this whole singing thing was just a way to fund her true passion for brisket. Still, despite her smokehouse bona fides, you have to wonder,
did any like old school Jewish customers feel a twinge like, oh, this important part of our heritage is in the hands of a Roman Catholic pop star?
Yes, but they've realized over the years, it's always the staff that make the place. The owners, basically, it's just a different bank account. We run the show, and as long as the lineup's around the block, they let us do our jobs, and we. So nothing's changed.
Nothing may have changed inside Schwartz's, but it's the end of an era for many Jewish delis. Two classic exemplars, Billy's and Sully's, closed in Los Angeles last year. And then
the rainy day got even gloomier for lovers of the Carnegie Deli's pastrami and corned beef.
Almost 80 years of serving up sky-high creations, the Midtown institution says it will close at the end of the year.
Even in Montreal, many have closed. To have a great deli, it takes time. It takes 10 days to marinate our meat. It's a big production and money. And sometimes nowadays with microwaves and all these things are much faster and quicker. And we don't do it that way.
But unlike Celine Dion, not every famous Montrealer is a fan of the old ways. A couple of years ago, Huffington Post Canada revealed that current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau advised visitors to forego Schwartz's in favor of the meat across the street, Main Deli.
You know, different tastes for different folks. I mean, if some people prefer that, that's fine. But what he has across the street, he can have in any other deli all over the city because it's just generic. They don't make their own. But that's what, if he likes that, that's okay.
Fine, right? It's pretty much the same view Frank holds of vegetarians like me. Fine, if you prefer leading a sad, stilted life. Which reminds me, is there anything I can eat in this place?
We have coleslaws. Phenomenal.
And a pickle?
Pickle. Pickle, very good. The bread is excellent. Fresh daily.
I'm going to have a sandwich with no meat.
Sure, you won't be the first.
For the world, this is Alina Simone from Montreal.